He owned a railroad, construction company, ice and cold storage business, a newspaper, and even a cemetery. But above and beyond those was one large company that put him on the map. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Emerson Carey was just a teenager when his family headed west in the 1880s to follow his father, who was looking for work.
I think he was 14 and he walked from Indiana to Kansas with his mother and his siblings to Sterling. Then he came to Hutchinson because it was the big city. And
Myron Marcotte says that one day a man offered the young man a job in the coal yards in Hutchinson. He took full advantage of that opportunity.
So he got a job in the coal yard, and within 2 years, he bought out that guy with a partner. 2 years later, he bought out his partners and was a sole proprietor. Coal, then he got into ice, and then he got into salt.
Salt was the biggest endeavor, though, and the Carey Salt Company was global. Myron co-authored the book, Kansas Tycoon, Emerson Carey, that chronicles the life of the salt king from here in Hutchinson.
I think he was willing to work for almost nothing while he took very good care of his employees and the people that worked for him. And he turned all his money back into the company, and I think that's what made him the best businessman.
Carey became wealthy building his salt company, but he was involved in a myriad of business opportunities. In fact, many businesses in and around Hutchinson still have roots that begin with Emerson Carey.
Many of his companies are still going. Hutchinson has a company that makes bags, cloth bags. That company's still going, still making cloth bags. They're world known. Hubco is their name. Geologists love their bags. They started that company for bags of salt and flour. Still going.
Salt is still very important in this town, and the company, founded by Emerson Carey, was once the driving force behind many successful enterprises in the area. Driving the Countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.